You're listening to SBS News.
Ahead of a looming federal election, the coalition government has accepted Adani's groundwater management plan for its coal mine. But one independent groundwater expert, Tom Cruthers, says a lot of questions remain unanswered about the environmental effects.
The material provided by Adani in their groundwater-dependent ecosystem management plan and the groundwater management monitoring plan doesn't really provide any certainty or surety that those impacts are going to be able to be managed appropriately.
Mr. Cruthers, the founder of water management consultant Stella Advisory Services, says the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia report identified issues with groundwater monitoring.
There's been a raging debate for the last 3 years about the impacts of Adani's extracting water out of its mine pits, what that might have on the Dungarville Springs. And Adani's modelling suggested a drawdown of about 0.2 of a metre. CSIRO and Geosciences Australia say that we look more like 2 metres drawdown. That's the case, the springs will dry up.
Environment Minister Melissa Price says the process shows the government's commitment to environmental protection and the economy. The federal government will impose stringent conditions before coal production can begin, while further approvals are also needed from the Queensland government before construction starts. Energy Minister Angus Taylor has told Sky News it's a welcome step.
This industry is crucial to the future of Queensland. It's crucial to job creation. We do want to see good projects getting up. They've got to go through rigorous processes. And I say this has been the most rigorous assessment process in Australian mining history.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the groundwater approval was based on environmental and scientific advice.
We're for our primary industries, whether it's in agriculture, forestry, fishing, mining, and all of these places. We know the jobs that they produce, and we know that you need to continue to stand by these industries.
Adani's chief executive, Lucas Dow, says the mine will achieve sustainable environmental outcomes.
So we've been working collaboratively with the federal department over the last 18 months to be able to finalise all these aspects, and importantly, the federal department's also involved the CSIRO and Geosciences Australia to ensure these plans are absolutely robust and that they meet every requirement. So on the back of that work, we've been able to update our plans, and we have now got plans that will ensure that we can protect not only the water sources, but also manage the ecological areas and the vegetation and so forth that surround those areas.
But Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler is upset about the decision.
What we've seen over the last few days is quite unprecedented. And I think people across Australia, including in Queensland, will be asking themselves, how can we have any confidence that this decision was made on the merits of the case rather than because of the internal division and chaos in this government?
Greens Mining and Resources spokeswoman Larissa Waters agrees.
What we've now discovered is that the scientific body said that the modelling by Adani was dodgy and that the water impacts would be far greater than Adani said they would be. And yet the Environment Minister has put her head in the sand about that scientific advice and has instead bowed to blackmail and bullying from within her own party.
Senator Waters says scientists want political leaders to take a stand and to protect the environment.
Bill Shorten needs to come out and finally take a position and tell people before the election, what are they going to do about this climate-destroying, reef-destroying, job-destroying coal mine that will suck so much water out of this region that's already in deep drought?
Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce says people have a right to protest against the Adani mine, but opponents rarely come up with alternative solutions.
And our major export in this nation is coal. Unless you can come up with an alternative right now that keeps all these people employed, we need to drive for these export dollars to keep our internal jobs and our standard of living that we take for granted as part and parcel of what Australia is.
Adani has previously said it wants the discussion to be based on facts rather than a culture of fear. The recent groundwater decision is a separate step to the final approval still needed for the mine to go ahead.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.